Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. There's a lot happening in Donald Trump's financial world right now, and most of it is completely beyond his control. Will he be forced to sell one of his properties to pay his $500 million fraud judgment? Here's Glenn.
Well, friends, financially, Donald Trump's world is imploding. We've seen the headlines about how he may be forced to sell Mar-a-Lago. And you know what's curious about that to this old prosecutor? If he unloads Mar-a-Lago, you realize he's actually selling a crime scene? He is selling the scene of his crimes, of unlawfully retaining classified documents, of obstructing justice, of violating our nation's espionage laws. You know, the defendant may be permitted to sell a crime scene to satisfy a massive business fraud money judgment that's been entered against him. Only in America, friends. But you know, losing Mar-a-Lago, being forced to sell Mar-a-Lago if it comes to that, to satisfy the money judgment in the New York business fraud case, might be the least of his worries.
Up next, Glenn reads the new article about Trump's financial troubles from the Daily Beast. This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
New reporting shows that New York Attorney General Letitia James has now filed a lien on one of Donald Trump's properties. What will Trump do to stop her? Here's Glenn with his take.
So, friends, let's look at some of the new reporting. This from the Daily Beast. Headline, Judge gives Trump Organization's babysitter enhanced control. And that article begins, the Trump Organization will now be under even more control of a former federal judge who has been monitoring Donald Trump's eponymous family company following a court order on Thursday that punishes the former president for committing bank fraud. Barbara S. Jones, who has been babysitting the real estate company for more than a year, was granted enhanced powers by New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, the same judge who ordered Trump to pay $464 million for lying about his wealth for years. While the company previously had to notify Jones any time it shifted more than $5 million or engaged in business deals, she now has the right to essentially do whatever she deems necessary to keep the Trump Organization from engaging in dirty business practices. At a recent three-month bank fraud trial, Justice Ngoron determined that Trump had faked personal financial statements by vastly inflating the value of his buildings and assets, enriching the company by giving it access to loans and insurance policies on false pretenses. Jones, a former federal judge who's a lawyer in private practice, was given the authority to review the entire company's day-to-day operations, internal records, and financial accounting. She can also hire any outside contractors she wants to keep the company honest and put it on Trump's dime. Ngoron's new order called it a productive and enhanced monitorship. But wait, friends, there's more. Attorney General prepares to seize Trump's massive New York estate. And that article begins, Donald Trump, unable to front $500 million to pay off his recent bank fraud judgment, now effectively has liens placed on his massive, forested estate north of New York City, according to public records and several court clerks who spoke to the Daily Beast on Thursday. Documents show that New York Attorney General Letitia James has started preparing to seize his, Donald Trump's, family's hallowed grounds at Seven Springs, the billionaire tycoon's Bruce Wayne-like mansion, surrounded by 212 acres of dense woods and rolling hills. Bruce Wayne-like mansion? Well, friends, one thing is for sure, Donald Trump ain't turning into Batman anytime soon. Maybe the Joker. All of that is my editorial edition. The article continues. Attorney General James quietly filed judgments in Westchester County on March 6th against the former president, his eldest sons, Don Jr. and Eric, and several of their companies, just as they unsuccessfully tried to stall the case. The Trumps and some of their top executives lost a three-month bank fraud trial in New York City, with Justice Arthur Ngoron concluding they routinely lied about the tycoon's wealth and ordering them to pay $464 million. Although Trump is appealing the case, in recent days he has made clear in court filings that he is unable to find a surety company willing to issue a bond that would halt the judgment before a March 25th deadline, at which point the Attorney General could start seizing their assets by force. But Westchester County records show that James isn't waiting to position law enforcement agencies to grab at his extensive monopoly board of properties. The Attorney General's office officially filed the judgment in Westchester at 9:03 a.m. on Wednesday, March 6th, according to county records. Two employees at the clerk's office explained that the move effectively means that the Attorney General has placed liens on all properties that belong to Trump, Don Jr., Eric, and the Trump Organization, and two of their other listed corporate entities. The blanket lien now in place means that if Trump tries to sell any property in Westchester County, a title search will reveal that there is a $500 million judgment hanging over his head. Seven Springs was one of several real estate ventures that factored into the Attorney General's bank fraud case against the former president. For years, Trump failed in his attempts to develop the property into a luxury golf course and slice up the land into expensive mansions for sale. The property, which is filled with red oaks, sugar maples, and huckleberry bushes, spans three towns, and residents in each one successfully blocked his, Trump's, plans to bulldoze the forest there to achieve his dreams. In the end, Trump opted to donate much of the land to conservation, but investigators said he snagged an unfairly large charitable tax write-off by overestimating the value of the land. Friends, can I say that just one more time? Donald Trump snagged an unfairly large charitable tax write-off on his own property by overestimating the value of the land. By overestimating the value of his Bruce Wayne-like Seven Springs mansion. And now there is a lien on that property, courtesy of his business fraud, and it's about to be seized. You know, if that isn't some kind of poetic justice, I don't know what is. And justice, you know, poetic or otherwise, matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.